from KQED.
Federal investigators say last September's deadly pipeline blast near San Francisco was a disaster decades in the making. The final report from the National Transportation Safety Board blames Pacific Gas and Electric for installing shoddy pipe and then failing to properly inspect and maintain it. The scathing assessment might seem a vindication to the town of San Bruno, but as Amy Standen reports, locals are focusing on preventing a repeat of the tragedy.
The San Bruno explosion began when a 50-year-old defective pipe ruptured, spewing flammable natural gas into the air. It took PG&E 95 minutes to cut off the flow of gas. That's because the shutoff valve was manual and the fire was too big for workers to reach it. Jerry Hill, a state assemblyman from San Mateo County, is one of two lawmakers sponsoring new pipeline safety legislation in California. Hill's bill would, he says,
require automatic or remote shutoff valves, especially in high-consequence areas, which are the high urban areas of transmission systems.
Those valves can cost up to $500,000 apiece. PG&E has said it will install more of them, but hasn't yet said where. Meanwhile, several federal lawmakers have proposed legislation that would force changes at utilities across the country. Congresswoman Jackie Speier represents San Francisco and the peninsula. She says one of the most important changes would be to require that old pipelines, like the one that exploded in San Bruno, be held to the same inspection standards as new ones. That's not the case now, Speier says, because the current rules grandfathered in all pipes made before 1970.
That has come back to haunt PG&E and other operators across the country. So the very first thing that we should do is that we should be going after these older pipelines to determine whether or not they're safe.
PG&E will also have to respond to lawsuits filed by over 100 San Bruno residents who lost property or family members in the blast. Bill McGoulahan is one of them. His house was heavily damaged in the explosion and has had to be rebuilt.
We'd like to have our civil trials get into court as soon as possible and move forward with a very transparent Kirk case so we can let everybody know what the facts are.
By law, NTSB reports aren't admissible in court, which means plaintiffs will have to call on expert witnesses to prove PG&E's culpability in the blast. The first batch of cases is expected to reach court next summer. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.